This is Will from Opinion Research. I'm looking to speak to Nancy Arora.
Yeah, this is she.
Hi, Nancy. Just so you know, I'm not selling anything. I'm calling about a research, a public research opinion survey that we're doing about Phoenix. Mm-hmm. Do you have a minute?
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. First question, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
I think they are managing to go in the right direction. Yeah.
Okay. Now I'd like to ask you some questions about Lavine area of Phoenix. This is the area that lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Ave, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavine. Is that definition clear, or you need me to read again?
Yes. Nope, it's clear.
Thank you so much. Now, just to make sure we're speaking to people of all ages, may I ask the year you were born?
1954.
Thank you so much. Now, are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descendant?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you so much. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life of Lavine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair? Just fair? Okay. Next, I'm going to read to you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Lavine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, 5 means that it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Lavine. First one, more
okay.
Shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
5.
5, thank you. What about more parks and recreational opportunities?
Yes, 5, certainly.
5, okay. What about more good-paying jobs?
Well, absolutely, 5.
5, thank you so much. What about better public transportation options?
I would say 5 if they can get the light rail in here. Buses, we have a good bus system in Lavine, I believe.
Okay. What about more dining and entertainment options?
5.
5, okay. What about more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
4.
4, okay. What about better street and road maintenance?
4. I think they're doing a pretty good job.
Okay, thank you so much. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or homemaker?
Retired.
Retired. Thank you so much. And thinking about businesses in your area, will you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Lavine?
Oh, probably office workers and corporate? No, probably too few.
Too few. Thank you so much. And will you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Lavine?
Probably about, could use some more.
So will you go for too few or about the right amount?
I guess too few.
Too few. Okay, thank you so much. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses for each. Please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that, of businesses in Lavine. Would you like to see more doctor's offices and hospitals in Lavine?
Yes.
That will be a somewhat yes or a strongly yes?
Strongly yes.
Okay, what about restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
Moderately, yes.
That will be somewhat yes, then?
Somewhat yes.
Okay. What about some home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Yes. Strongly yes.
Somewhat yes. Thank you. What about dollar stores and discount chains?
No.
No.
We have
okay.
those.
What about grocery stores and supermarkets?
If it's a Trader Joe's or a Costco, strongly recommend.
Okay, thank you very much. In your own words, what type of stores and businesses will you most like to see in Laveen?
If you're being specific, Trader Joe's.
Specific. Okay,
yeah,
Trader Joe's.
And okay. Costco's?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Switching gears a little bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a big problem at all?
I would say a moderate problem.
Moderate. Thank you so much. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not at all of a problem?
I would say a fairly big problem, as it is everywhere.
Okay. Thank you so much. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housings. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that in Laveen. Would you like to see more housing options for seniors?
Yes.
Is that a strong yes or somewhat yes?
Somewhat yes. I'm really not aware of what's available for seniors.
Okay, what about single-family detached homes?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay, what about townhouses or attached homes?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay, what about multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
Less so. There are actually a lot of those in Laveen.
Okay, so your answer will be somewhat or no?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years? 2 years. Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
2 years.
And do you currently own your home, rent your home, live with a friend or family?
Live with family.
Live with family. Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. Proposal to repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Do you favor or oppose that proposal?
Oppose.
That will be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Okay, what about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
Strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed. What about change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
Moderately support.
Okay, so that will be somewhat in favor.
Somewhat in favor.
Thank you. What about to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
Could you say that again, please?
Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
Strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed. Thank you very much. What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like home, like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
Moderately opposed.
Okay, somewhat opposed. What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
Moderately opposed.
Somewhat opposed, okay.
Yeah.
Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Advanced college.
Okay, thank you very much. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25,000, 25 to 50,000, 50 to 75,000, 75 to 100,000, 100,000 to 125, more than 125?
Boy, I don't know. I would say more than 125.
Okay, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, and because of my supervisor, can I ask you just your first name?
Nancy.
Thank you so much. That will be the end of our survey. Thank you so much, Nancy, for your time and for every single one of your opinions. You have a good one.
Okay. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.